Welcome, everybody. Share number 1496. We're learning today. Lilay Nishmas Moshe Deliv Ben Rabban and Zizel. Lilay Nishmas Blima Bas Ramesh and Lerfur Shalema Miriam Rezel Bas Dina. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we are in the middle of the halachas of Mimsei Chefsecha. There is quite a bit more to go. Various different areas, Mekach Memkar, buying and selling, which runs under various different, runs also under Kosef and Moichek, writing and erasing, a little bit Mimsei Chefsecha, different things, different parts of it, but we're not going to get into all that. There's a little bit more on the complicated side. I want to just talk a little bit about a part of the Divrei Kabbalah, which is a little bit more, if you want to call it Negei Lamaisa, and comes up all the time. And it's possibly a little bit easier and applies to almost everybody. And that is the part of talking. The Isra of Vada Bedav. In other words, what could you say on Shabbos and what can't you say, right? As we could understand, when it comes to business and various different type of things, and I'm going to walk and wait to the bus, that's not so Negei Lamaisa, but it does come up here and there. But as far as talking goes, we all talk, right? What could we say on Shabbos? I have to say, when an interesting thing that we used to have a store, obviously we mentioned many times, it's dry cleaning business, but we used to have our first store in Crown Heights, actually, and we had a customer, Rabbi Rosenfeld, actually once mentioned to me when he was, if I remember correctly, he was a bacher, he was walking in the street, and it was a cold day, you know, and he was a young guy. He didn't really need a coat, even though it was a cold day. And he said at that time, apparently, the Lubavitcher Rebbe used to walk in the street. Later years, you didn't find him walking alone. But that time, he passed by this Mr. Rosenfeld, and he motioned him. It was a cold day. He motioned him a coat, like he showed him his coat. Where's your coat? You know, like as if to say, why don't you wear a coat? It's cold outside, right? And it was Shabbos, but it was an interesting fact that the Rebbe didn't talk. The Lubavitch Rebbe at that time, he didn't say anything. It was Shabbos, but he was just motioning with his hands. And apparently, as the story goes, there were tzaddikim, apparently, Lubavitch Rebbe amongst them, others also, who mamish didn't say anything on Shabbos besides, unless it had to divrei kedusha. Of course, davening, learning, and all these various different type of things, or obviously, you know, possibly various different type of mitzvahs. But in general, talking in general, there were actually tzaddikim who did not talk at all. Okay, obviously that's not for us. That's not the halacha. But that's how far Shabbos Kodesh goes in reference to what you could say, what you can't say. That actually certain tzaddikim would be extremely careful to the point, unless it was a real davar shebikdusha, they mamish wouldn't say it on Shabbos. Okay, but it's good. You know, a lot of times it's good to know. There's another interesting story I once said. The halachas of leaving a knife on the table by benching, you're supposed to take it off the table. Okay, Shabbos, not Shabbos, but even during the week, let's say, to have the knife, shouldn't be a knife on the table by benching. Why? Because there was once a story that somebody, when he came to Vnei Yerushalayim, he was so upset that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't rebuilt yet. Imam, she killed himself, Rahman al-Islam. So people could ask, you know, well, listen, when I'm benching, I'm not on such a level whereby if I have a knife on the table, Chas v'Shalom, I'll use it for the wrong thing. I'll be so upset over the Beis HaMikdash. It's a beautiful thing, but you know, how many people are actually going to do that? That we have to have a halacha whereby, again, when it applies, Shabbos not, I'm not getting into that right now, but the actually halacha that, at least during the week, when somebody has a knife, the knife to cut the bread or whatever with on the table to make sure it's not there during Uvnei Yerushalayim. So I heard, I don't remember where I heard it, I once heard one of the Gedolim or one of the Magid Shiurim say that it's good to know there were such people. It's good to know that we had such tzaddikim by Klal Yisrael that when it came to Vnei Yerushalayim and they felt that the Beis HaMikdash still wasn't built, they mamish, if there's a knife there, it's going to be his Bekuach Nefesh, they're going to take it and who knows what, Rahman al-Islan, make sure the knife is off the table. It's good to know that Klal Yisrael has such people. So that's an interesting point. The same thing with the talking. It's good to know that we have tzaddikim. We had tzaddikim. We have tzaddikim. But mamish, don't talk on Shabbos Kodesh unless it's really a real, real davar shebekdusha. And of course, we've mentioned a few times. I don't remember, possibly the Ben Ish Chai. I don't remember one of the Sfardish Poiskim, major Poiskim, that it could be it's the Ben Ish Chai, that say that one word, when a person learns Torah on Shabbos Kodesh, Torah on Shabbos Kodesh, it's worth 1,000 times. It's worth 1,000 times as to what it's worth during the week. We know in general, a person learns Torah during the week, Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. And the Vilna Gaon, if I remember correctly, said over that's equal to all the mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, whatever. Mamish, one word of learning Torah during the week is equal to Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam, all the mitzvahs. And on Shabbos, so then on Shabbos we say, they say over on Shabbos, that one word on Shabbos in learning is 1,000 times that one word that they learned during the week. So times that by 1,000, and the Keneged Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam, one word, like the Vilna Gaon said, one word is Kola Torah Kul, is the 630 mitzvahs, and equal to all that, times 1,000, we could imagine what it means, one word Torah, learning one word Torah on Shabbos Kodesh, how great that is. So do we want to really waste our words on Stam, you know, talking on Shabbos, on Hevel, and Hevel Verik, as they call it, you know, words of emptiness. But again, we'll see, again, to say it's Osir, there's something called that's a good thing to do, and then there's something that's Osir, and then there's something that's you know, we try and do if possible. So we're going to see what the halachas are, but there are actual things that cannot be said on Shabbos. So we're going to see how that works. I just wanted to give an introduction. We could have an understanding of the greatness of what we could say and what we can say on Shabbos Kodesh. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha, Kol Tuv.